Money, 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 motherfucker. Money on my motherfucking mind. Cut 5 haircuts at the same time. White gold pants, jet ski made of wine. Foie gras bust of Albert Einstein. Get money.
Money at my motherfucking mouth. A mansion, a ranch, and a camp in a town. A motherfucking store with the floor made of scalps. Bobby from the block don't got rocks, he got Alps. Get money.
Money in a motherfucking jar. Shark fin pastry, summers on Mars. 20 motherfuckers in a levitating car. 747 full of women and cigars.
Money in a motherfucking pot. A castle full of cars and a yard full of yachts.
Yeah, we
a
can. Rabbit
listen. With a mink and an arm full
yo,
of
yo, this makes, yo, this makes my dick hum.
Going to bars is possible. Cutting, doing 5 haircuts at the same time is not possible.
No, he's getting 5 haircuts at the same
that's
time.
That's even more impossible.
No, it's
you
not.
You get one haircut.
You get 5 barbers, you get fucking five barbers to give you 5 haircuts, son. Boom.
I think the whole point is just that he has money.
You'd have to pay, you'd have to get 5 appointments in one shot. You're not going to get 5 walk-ins at the same time.
What if they're all...
I was like, Murph, don't talk for like 10 seconds.
No, you
right
said,
away,
no,
he goes,
no,
that's not possible.
No, you said don't call it gay right off the bat. And I didn't. And
it's
I
true.
That.
You got to respect, you gotta respect that. Got to respect that.
Got to respect the condom.
You got to respect that. That's, you know, you get away with anything if you say got to respect that.
Or no, or no homo.
Tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, son.
Yeah, they're
you gotta
all gonna
respect
laugh at
the tapes. You gotta respect the Creepy Corner. You're listening to the Creepy Corner show.
Yes,
how's it going,
welcome.
Everybody? It's our podcast audio show that we do, that we rock. I'm Anthony Zanhauser. We got Justin Gaitis.
Yeah.
Got Mike Murph.
Gay.
We got the soul, but not the body of Carmen DeFabio.
Yeah.
He's dead.
My
again.
Back hurts.
He had a back spasm and fell off his balcony.
Yeah. It's a 10th floor walk up.
He killed an entire family in a minivan.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That's how he would go out.
You just see this blood and beard everywhere.
Oh, no.
Money, who was that? The whales?
Something like that. I don't know.
I thought that was John Lavoie. Remember that guy? That's what it sounds
like. They're
like
Midwestern rappers,
just,
I believe.
It explodes and popcorn goes everywhere like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, it's the whales.
Midwestern rap, like from Idaho. Yo, Idaho in the house, son.
No, like Minneapolis. I think a lot of these guys are from Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
Making spuds.
Minnesota.
Getting paid, getting laid, getting 5 haircuts. That's a big deal, getting 5 haircuts. If you're a black guy, getting a haircut is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you get a haircut every week if you're black.
I get people that come every week.
Yeah, for haircuts.
I get a haircut every week and I'm white.
Do you?
You do it yourself.
No, you don't. You got no hair. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but first of all, I do have hair. All right? That's judgmental.
You have a full head of hair?
Under my hat, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm not showing you. Tonight was going to be the big unveil.
I think you'd fold under pressure.
Now you got to wait.
You'd fold under pressure, Henry. No, you have no hair.
I've seen Murph with the most stubble that, well, I was going to say everybody in this room, but it's just you. Carmen's not here because in Amsterdam, you didn't shave your head for like 2 weeks.
I have. I shave my head every week. Sometimes
all three
here.
You do. Carmen does too. Well, right. When he was alive, he did.
Well, yeah, he. That's how he died. He was shaving his back.
And he got dizzy.
And he had a back spasm. He had a bacchiotomy. When did you start going bald, Murph?
Oh, forget it.
Okay.
Yeah, how young?
Forgotten.
Yeah, that's all. Just forget it.
Just forget it.
When did you go? I don't know.
I always had super thin hair.
Did you?
I had the blowout all the time, so I don't remember.
When I was 18, that's when I started losing my hair. I got the Friar Tuck in the back.
It's about 30 years ago.
Carmen lost his
earlier
than anybody. Carmen lost his. He started losing at like 15.
Well, that was the stress of knowing that the Jews are coming.
That's the
He didn't even know. It was just his future brain was coming back. And like
his computer brain, but his computer brain, he's got a what's it called? A Lisa 2?
I guess. The technology wasn't up to date yet, but like that information was sitting
Doc
there.
Doc Brown came back from the future and told him that the Jews are going to take over, Morty.
He had a floppy disk head.
You know what's funny is that he had to go 88 miles per hour, and 88 is a HH number.
Is it? What's an HH number?
Hal Hitler.
Yeah, no, it is, because it's like an SS thing.
Yeah.
Is it? 88?
Hidden message?
I guess because it's... Isn't it because it looks like SS? Isn't
no, it's
because
the eighth letter of the alphabet two times. HH, fool.
That movie was constructed and written and produced by Jews. The whole thing. Zuckerberg was the director.
No, it wasn't.
Zuckerberg.
Not Zuckerberg. What's his name?
Soderbergh or Spielberg?
No. Spielberg produced it.
Zemeckis.
Zemeckis. That's also a Jew.
Well, they all are.
They also say that they predicted 9/11. Zemeckis.
Zemeckis predicted 9/11.
They said that
he had a time machine.
No, it's actually pretty interesting if you watch it.
I don't remember Back to the Future. Of course, I've seen it.
What's pretty interesting is that there's a scene where there's like Islamic terrorists.
Right.
Yeah, but they already existed.
Well, we were
back
war,
then
Libyan.
In the 80s, there was no Middle Eastern terrorists.
Yes, there was.
Libya.
Not like how it is now.
Not in the media like that.
In the 70s, there was a hostage situation in Iran. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the big that was.
Oh,
was
really?
That was 80s,
yeah.
Wasn't
thank
it?
You for that.
Let me educate you.
The Iranian hostage crisis. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the 80s?
That was the 70s.
Okay.
That was with Carter.
Yeah, we've had problems over there for a long time.
What happened was in the 70s, the Ayatollah Khomeini became in power, and he took all these places like Iran, which was kind of a cool, chill place to be.
When it was Persia, it was awesome from what I hear.
But it was still Iran before he got there, but he was everybody introduced fundamental Islam that became like that was the big comeback, so everything went back to the Stone Age, pretty much.
I don't even know what you're fucking talking about.
Where the West was Satan. They used to call us the Western Satan, and they still do. Speaking of which, oh, shit, what happened? Oh, speaking of which, how about that Washington Post? Was that bullshit? That Washington Post headline was not real?
What, that Trump killed unarmed father of three?
Well, what happened was, then they were kind of downplaying the whole ISIS thing, weren't they?
Yeah, he wasn't really a bad guy.
Yeah, but that's real.
He just liked to walk his dog.
They said that shit, and that's where the state of this country is right now. I mean, it's no better than England, where I think England's having their own problems like that too, where they're pretty much letting they're calling these horrible people victims.
Well, England, the problem is the government is already doing that. Us, it's just whiny citizens.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Italy's
and the media,
bad shape too, because the one guy that was fighting against all that, they just got rid of.
The guy that was like super Trump?
That's right. They just got, let me look into this before I talk about it more.
Go ahead. Go do your
research.
Doesn't
matter. Nobody, I don't think anybody's really.
No, this is true.
Dependent on us for the news. But what I think Zen was hinting at is just that this is ridiculous. Everybody's turning into cucks. And like, it's just like, our cuck is bound to get bent over and fucked at some point.
Not my country.
Yeah.
It's not my country. This country used to have some fucking pride.
Yeah, we did for 2 weeks after 9/11.
If you're a convicted convict, not even a convict, all right. If you're a mass murderer, or if you're in a terrorist organization, how are they going to spin that and make you sound like a victim?
They do.
That's crazy. That's insane.
The best is the reactionary memes that came out. They're like Jeffrey Dahmer dies
oh, yeah.
in jail. At 43.
I wrote one of those. Did you see the one I wrote? I started writing them too. I wrote one about Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Yes. And it got over 300 likes.
It got like
300
likes.
Yeah,
it was well
written.
I didn't even know
you knew 300 people.
I don't. That was all, those are all strangers.
Those are all Chinese buffets.
Yo, don't even start with some Chinese buffets because, I mean, that's my jam.
I didn't realize what the Hans Gruber was because I saw that before I saw all the other shit.
There's nobody here that, first of all, I want to address Murph and his accusations. Nobody doesn't like a Chinese buffet, right? You go to a really good one.
There's a really good one up north, and I was very surprised because, like, it was my aunt's birthday. They didn't want to do anything big, and they're like, oh, just meet us here. And they sent me, like, a picture of, like, that they took of a newspaper, like a little square in the newspaper, and it was, like, China Buffet. It was in, like, Mohegan Lake or something up north.
Next to Mattress for Sale.
Excellent.
It's called King Buffet.
Dude, it was,
that's
like,
right
$7.
Next to me. That's right next to me.
They got bok choy. They got. I wouldn't eat the oysters there.
Is it as good as Golden Corral?
Oh, it's much better than Golden Corral.
Golden Corral is for cucks and
bucks.
Oh,
Murphy and I ate Golden Corral and held in farts in the car for like an hour and a half.
Didn't.
I don't know. I didn't. If you farted, I don't think I noticed.
Yeah. Well, I was just shitting on myself.
No, so that's the one you're talking about? That's one of those good Chinese buffets.
I live
buffets.
Right there. That's Mohegan Lake. It's my town, dog.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That was a good Chinese buffet. Like, really good.
That was a great Chinese buffet.
And it's so funny. They come up to you and give you the check, and it just says, like, $6.99, $6.99, $6.99, $6.99, just for every person. And you could eat, like, a fucking... It's ridiculous.
You eat like me.
You gotta go there, like, just to fuck them. Like, after you're done eating, just, like, make a big fat plate and just throw it in the fucking garbage.
No, and they're, like, nice to...
just throw it away.
And they have people... It's not, like, just a normal buffet. They have people that, like... Like get you drinks and shit like that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, they do that all.
They have like, do they do that at every buffet?
Sodas.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? But I was just, you know, I was very pleasantly surprised by the Chinese buffet.
We used to go to one. We just smoked mad weed and go to one on Central Avenue all the time.
What, Sushi King or whatever?
No, this guy that worked there, his name was Dong. And his fucking name tag said Dong on it. He would come over.
I know Dong. I've been to wherever this was.
He erupt laughing in his face. Every time there's he gotta came be, over.
There's one dong per buffet.
One day he's finally like, I understand my name means penis in your language.
That's what he said. No, he didn't do that.
Like, I get it. He's like, no, you he guys said, come in here every week and just piss laugh.
No, there's no way. He was more like this. He went, oh, my God, get us down. No. My name like, is like a penis.
He was like, listen, I get it. He's like, in you guys language. Laugh at me every week. He's like, my name is Dong. I understand it means penis in English.
I have a joke where I have a joke.
Well, so does Richard. I mean, come on.
No, his name is Dong.
I have a joke dick. Where Asian women love my huge white dick, and they go, "Oh, your penis so big." And then I say, "I'm not doing an Asian accent. I at least like to fuck retarded Asian women."
What? Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Fuck retarded women. Proud German nationalist Hans Gruber brutally murdered by divorcee cop while attempting Christmas political fundraiser.
Just like that is good.
That is awesome.
I didn't put two and two together when I saw that. I saw all the likes, and I was like, oh, Zen hit something, like hit a button.
Yeah, Zen's fucking smart and fucking funny is what I am.
I'll give it to you. Listen, I don't like you that much in person, but you're pretty
smart,
good on Twitter.
Right. No. Funny, yeah.
Right. Thank you, Murph. I'll take that, Murph.
Although you do have to be smart to be funny. Like, Murphy, you're smarter than you think.
I mean...
I shit my pants, I'm getting some laughs.
Yo, know, he said, that is true. People can shit their pants and still get a laugh.
Well, that's what gets the laugh.
I think if all else fails and you're trying to get a laugh, shit them.
Listen, we were talking about his hair. You just took your hat off. That's actually darker than it was even in Europe. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, why don't you shave your head, you savage?
He would look like he was 50 if he grew that hair out, though.
Should I get that, the Gibraldi?
You should do it just for
what's
one
joke. What's a Gibraldi?
Like, we have no hair in the middle.
Is it Gibraldi?
I'm news to me. Why is it called a Gibraldi? What's the
I don't know.
You look like you're ready to yell at your stepson.
You'd be such a scary father.
I look good, though.
Travis!
Although
Travis!
Murph, Travis. When he's not throwing kids in the pool, he's actually a very big softy around children.
I love kids.
They're right around the middle. He's a softy. Got your belly
You guys
again,
should,
bro.
All three of you, we should have a contest.
All right, Chubby, what do you want? What do you want
to
do?
I could do something to even it up. No, but I'm saying you should just grow out your hair for like a
month.
That's
hysterical.
And just everybody will look like old men.
Oh,
well, like Movember?
Yeah. I'll do a creepy mustache if you guys like just grow that.
How
shit
about
out.
December?
Where it's receding, like
receding,
December.
Yeah, receding December.
That's you know September pissed like last month already, right?
No, December. Like December.
Why'd you go right
December.
For September? And there's November.
I'm
too.
Fucking retarded.
You're doing good. Those chicken wings fucked you up.
Oh, dude, that chicken wing. Let's tell everybody in the air, because that chicken wing was
on the air.
That was
live on the air.
Don of
the
Dead.
In
the
interweb.
Don't get wings at the Heritage, all right?
But it was, it looked like, it really looked like what I imagine a McRib looks like, except much, much smaller.
It looked like a chicken nugget doused in sauce with two bones poked through it.
It was literally, it was a perfect square.
Yeah, it was hard.
Just a little chunk of meat, like an inch by inch, with two bones in the top and the bottom, almost exactly like perpendicular.
Chicken
like,
wings.
Like it was planned.
It was pure shite.
Chicken wings are the ultimate scam.
They're good sometimes over there. That's what we were talking about.
One in four times.
Well, the thing is, it's like the one guy who just had... that's how chicken wings started, you know. It's one guy, he just had a bunch of fucking wings, and drumsticks came in. That's all he had. So he just fried them up, and he fucking served them, and people went shithouse on them.
Drumsticks are so much better.
Yeah, dude, the fact that they give you wings.
There's so little
just
meat
be the
there.
Drum.
You're
it
not even
the
really
whole thing.
Eating. You're not putting much food in your stomach.
No.
It's more for the what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Like, fuck. Like the activity of it. That's not the word I was looking
for.
You mean the experience? Yeah.
Well, I think it just feels.
Man. It's bar food. Nah. It's like it takes you a while to do it. You can do it while watching a football game. You lick your fingers.
It's garbage. It's all greasy. That's why it fills your stomach.
But it doesn't really. You're hungry again in like a half hour.
You can eat like, I mean, how many wings can you think you can eat in a night?
40.
40?
I could probably eat more than that.
I mean, they come in 12. So say about four servings.
Wait, are we saying are they good? Like, are they good? Like, they're delicious.
You go out to a bar. You say you're really hungry that night.
I think the sauces would fill you up more.
Okay, yeah. So maybe like 2 dozen. I can kill 2 dozen.
I'm just trying to think about how much actual meat, about half an hour. If you just cut all the meat off, you didn't eat it, and put it in a plate.
Oh, 200.
It probably wouldn't even equal like.
Half that shit is chewy too.
Like a chicken breast. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Dude, I got a sandwich the other day. It was a steak sandwich in Grand Central. It's called Tri-Tip.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Which one? At the down at the M near the pizzeria, the pizza place.
Right. Yeah, the sandwich I got was all fat and gristle. It was unedible. I threw half of it out because I couldn't eat it. That's, but it had a nice flavor. Like I knew that they were going for
it. Just sucked,
but it was
on
chewy
it,
half of it. I do that with that's the fat I sometimes. I just sit there and I just chew for a while.
Yo, that dude. Yeah, he gave me like the last ass of it, and he was like, and he because you they cut it on a slicer. It's a steak.
Yeah.
But he cut it wrong, and it was all fat. It was all like chewy.
That's like
I'm
if you
so
get
pissed.
A dude.
What was it? What was the sandwich called? The Zenhauser.
How do you throw that back? How do you have to go? Yeah, I guess you're right.
Steak sandwiches are like that too, because a steak sandwich could be awesome, but like half of it could be like half chewed up mess.
Right.
I don't know why they don't just use skirt steak on sandwiches, like as a steak sandwich.
But even that could be fatty though.
No, skirt steak's always fucking.
The steak sandwich
soft.
At Heritage is awesome. Time after time after time.
No, the same thing. I'll say 1 out of 3 times it's not
really
good.
The only piece of meat steak that I've ever had that was always great
good.
Was
yeah.
Filet mignon. That's the only time. That it's always soft.
But then
and
you'd
and
have to charge like $30 for a steak sandwich.
I guess. But you know what? How much do you really need from that medallion? Maybe a quarter medallion is good for a sandwich.
I pretty much cook my own steaks, and they're pretty expensive even just buying them, just the meat. You know what I mean? If you get a
well,
good
the
place.
Whole, what do you get, the whole tenderloin?
No, I get the medallions.
Yeah, the whole tenderloin's about $50 and change at the store.
No, I get like the two medallions, and it's like $30.
That's a lot.
But they're like inch and a half thick. No, they're pretty
right,
good quality.
Right, but you're paying for the preparation.
No, you mean the cutting of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, cutting.
Yeah.
I used to do that for a living. I used to butcher when I worked in a restaurant. I would skin them, and I would cut them into, you know, three
did you?
Inch thick medallions.
I don't know if I could be a butcher.
No, I wasn't a butcher.
I don't like
but
the
I was,
smell
I was
of blood.
I was a cook, and used to get the whole tenderloin in or whatever. And then you would just cut it up, but I mean, you're paying. It's like when you take your car to get the oil change, you're paying $30, $40 for the labor fee. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, like I go to the butcher across the street once in a while too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy's actually that place looks really good.
It's actually pretty good, and they take care of me because they know me. But I see them cutting all that shit off, and it's you could tell when they're paying attention to what they're doing. You know what I mean?
You shake your ass for them.
What'd you say?
You shake your little ass for them.
Oh, yeah.
And they fucking... They
oh, yeah.
Give you those
old pieces. Irish guys love that shit.
Yeah. hey, Sissy Mary. All right. You know. The reason why we bring this up, this is probably boring to people listening, but this
no,
place is amazing. I love this little town. This little
yeah,
Irish
I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
It's so funny. This is probably what everything was like
I've
in the 50s.
I've been here for 10 years.
But this is probably what everything was like before the blacks and the Puerto Ricans
yeah,
moved
but
in
the,
everywhere.
But the
everything
Irish
was
awesome.
Everything was awesome.
The Irish.
Honest, I hate to say it.
Listen, but the Irish are getting uptight now because the Albanians are moving in.
Are they?
In They're droves. Storming in? Dude, there's Albanian markets now.
What are they selling?
On
McLean Avenue. What are they selling? Cigarettes?
It's hysterical. It's like Irish, 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 Irish,
hey,
Irish,
you want
Irish.
Mainly cover up for black eyes.
Although I got to tell you, there's an Albanian market right across the street. You know what they got that's excellent? First of all, they got like crazy shit you can't get anywhere else. Because I thought it was like a front. Because when they first opened, they barely had anything.
Hey, you want tiger skin?
Yeah. Just like five dudes playing cards in the window.
The lady's actually super, super nice. And they got like these giant barrels of Kalamata olives, which I'm going to get as soon as I'm done with mine. Because those are the best when they come in those big fucking barrels.
The jars.
And you
got to
soup
too.
Them out.
Kalamata olives are the best, bro.
Kalamata olives are
awesome.
And
you mean that big, the blue
like a restaurant
buckets, right?
Yeah, the ones where you have to unscrew and then lift another cap off.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
They're
no,
good.
That's the restaurant.
They're delicious. Oh, I love Kalamata olives. Awesome. They're probably the best olives ever.
But they have fresh baklava there.
What's baklava?
I have some in
baklava?
The fridge.
Baklava?
Oh, baklava. Yeah, I'm trying to say it the way they say it, but it's actually like mostly like Greek shit, which you would think.
It's like a puff pastry type thing almost. It's fucking really good, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he knows.
You're talking to the kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, Zen
but
knows.
It's not a dessert.
It yeah, kind it of is, yes.
Got honey in
no,
it.
No, mine's
walnuts,
that's right.
It's yeah, sugary.
It's a baklava, yeah.
That's a Greek Mediterranean.
But it's funny because they sell like a packaged one, but then you go to the front counter and they got the one that's dripping in like the juice and everything.
Action
like
Bronson's Instagram name is Bam Bam Baklava.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to buy baby lion?
He's half Albanian.
I think he's all Albanian.
No. He's half Russian Jew, half Albanian.
God bless you.
I forgot which parent was which. I think the mom was a Russian Jew.
Well, his last name is super Albanian.
No, because his dad is Albanian.
Super Albanian. Super yeah, Albanian.
No, that's what his name is. It's
my name's Super.
Super Albanian.
Super Albanian.
The other dude, Big Body Best, his name is Besnik.
I think he's 100% Albanian.
He's awesome.
Ugh, he's really not.
Bro, he's fucking hysterical,
he's
bro.
He's not funny at
no,
all.
He is.
He is just
you
like
want
our,
to see joke?
He's just like a mutual friend we have who I'm not going to say their name.
Yeah.
Who, no, but you Riblet? Don't like him. No, not Riblet.
You want to see joke? Watch with this. I punched my wife. She fell down.
Nah,
good
he's
joke.
He's fucking hysterical.
No, he's really not funny. It's just because he's so outlandish that yeah. It gets a laugh. No, but dude, he's so
like
not
what
clever.
Does.
Yeah, but Murphy's much
no,
more clever.
Supposedly, he had a bunch of like real big drug rackets, like with whole like Dominican.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Gangs.
That's why he like speaks Spanish. He's like he acts like
those
he's Puerto Rican.
That's like a Tuesday for Albanians. They don't give a fuck.
They're a different kind of people.
They are. They're gypsies, man.
Not no, all not. Of them. Not all of them. You know what it is? It's funny because now they're a newer version of immigrants than the Italians were.
Right.
I think they're now. The new generation is going to be different. You know what I mean? It's going to be. I think we all acted like that when we first got
here.
Look at the mob. It was just a different style.
2010 Italian.
Dude, Italians still piss me off. Like, and they still embarrass me to be. Well, like, all right. I went to college during like the Jersey Shore years, right?
Gay.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect. That was. But that was like the most. I was just like, I don't want to be associated with these fucking scumbags. Like, are you kidding me? There's got to be tons of Albanians that are like, I don't want to be associated with these people.
Well, that's all. I mean, Italians have never had. You've never seen an Italian in a good light in this country. It's not like Italians are known as for their intelligence and their.
No,
and
we've
their,
been cool, but we've never been doctors.
But it's
you know
always
what I
been
mean?
Like hoodlum cool.
That's what I'm saying. We've been cool. Like you want to act like a you know the
hey,
Godfather.
I just
all that
want
shit.
Yeah, but it's always like you know I can get that for you, no problem. You know what I mean, like that kind of thing. But it's either that or you go to my pizza shop. You have a nice pizza. I'm a big fan. Yeah, big fucking stupid idiot.
Well, like when we did the show with Kumia, he brought up a good point with the Subway commercial.
Right.
Because the Subway commercial, he was like, if this was black people yelling about ribs, it would be fucking ridiculous.
Right.
There's another
and
commercial.
It was super true because that commercial is ridiculous. It's that fresh Mediterranean oregano I smell? Yeah.
Capicola? There's a commercial out right now and shit. I'll get it. It's like in a kid. It may be like an Arby's commercial. The kid's like, that's like the New York sandwich. Like, oh, I'm eating over here. Like a little young kid.
He was eating like an Italian grinder.
I think after you're here for like three generations, you're fair game. I feel like that's the way it is.
It's fine.
I mean,
like,
everybody
does it really offend
is fair
you?
Game.
Does it really offend you?
We're fair game to anybody. We
that's
do not.
Italian. Yeah, but blacks have been here for like 15 generations.
Yeah, but their story's a little different.
Nah.
We came here voluntarily.
You know what? Get over it.
The worst part is if you talk to like African immigrants, they hate Black Americans.
Right. But you know what's funny
it's
about
so
Black
funny
people?
Hearing them say
the funny thing about Black people is that they will get so angry when you call them out on a stereotype that they perpetuate.
Yeah.
Because they all
unless
love,
it's the big dick one, I think they're all happy with that.
They all love grape soda. They all love cookouts and ribs. Dude, and
stereotypes
chicken and
barbecue. Are stereotypes for a reason. Yeah, and I'm not saying it's everybody,
thing.
But, you know, it is what it is.
I have black people.
Jews like
dude,
money. Italians like
first of all,
pasta.
Black people do not tip me in Lyft. I've never gotten a tip from a black person.
Really?
Maybe once. Out of
tell
like
me
and
black
mo-
people you really
a lot. I live in a very urban
environment.
Oh,
yeah,
environment,
you're up over there. Yeah.
And it's very black.
Yeah.
And these guys, they take like 4 minute rides. It's like a $390
show. I tip
show.
Everybody.
I do too. I do too. And most white people do as well. But these guys, they don't tip, which is fine. I don't get angry, but it's a stereotype that's true. They
it
don't
is.
Tip.
I don't get a lot of black clients. You
but
know,
the
obviously
ones that do probably don't tip, right?
They never do.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how,
and it takes much longer.
That's how most barbers make their living is on tips.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Why I tip, because I understand the struggle.
Of course, it's a service industry. But what makes
just the nature of the haircuts, they take longer.
Well,
they
listen,
take twice as long. That's yeah. it, that's a cultural
and they want
thing.
Everything.
That's not yeah.
And they want everything for it
and
too.
And then there's you. Yes. You got to take a shower after.
Yo, you know how many black guys? You know how many? This is.
I didn't say that.
This is not racist. But this is true. This is my experience.
Europeans do it too.
Okay,
but anyway, go ahead.
Listen, if you're black out there, you're probably a cool dude. You might want to learn from this.
Probably a hep cat.
You got a Hep C? If this sounds close to home. But I get black people coming into my Lyft all the time saying, yo, man, can we stop over here first? I got to go to the liquor store. That's not a scheduled stop, meaning I'm not getting paid to stop there and then start again.
And then they still don't tip you?
And they still don't. Well, no. I don't go. I don't do it anymore.
No,
once
I wouldn't
while,
either.
I do it. No. I did it once in a while because I thought they, you know, not
hook
that
you
I thought
up a
anything.
Reciprocate?
Not that I thought anything.
No,
but I still want the stab.
Toss me 15% at the end of the fucking
line. You
don't
want to get stabbed.
I still want to get stabbed in the neck. Depends what time of the day it is. But if it's like 2 in the morning, I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
But,
you need my card?
Yeah. Want me to pay for it? But yeah, they were, yo, man, can you stop here first before we go here? And then we're going to stop here. It's like, motherfucker, that's not how it works. All right. You pay for one ride, you get one ride, but this is the mentality. Yo, brother, let me get this.
Bully
yo, brother, let
bit.
Me get this.
Yeah.
Not even bullying. It's like, I want to get this something for free and I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to give you any compensation for it.
Well, that's, and that, this
learn
is,
from that shit. Black people learn from this. I love you as
damn.
People.
And it's not just black people that is a trait that is just among, but it is. A little
people.
Prevalent among
there's them. Another group of people that are known for not spending money or tipping, actually, also.
See, now here's
the
thing.
Chinese.
The Chinese?
Well, actually, no. I mean, it all varies. Again, stereotypes. There's stereotypes. It doesn't mean everybody. But I'll tell you who my best tippers are.
Irish. Drunk Irish.
Italians.
No, not drunk Irish. Just Irish, though. Irish Americans are...
Blue-collar guys. Construction workers.
From Ireland. And like blue collar Italian guys,
yeah.
are the best tippers
always
in my business.
Always, these guys tip
the
without
richest
having
people
to tip.
Tip the least.
Yep, that's true.
So
and you live in a situation where you're in a you work in a very ritzy area.
It's 80% Jewish.
It's 80% Jewish, yeah. But it's also very high income.
Very.
I would say a lot of 1% people live there.
Yes.
And those people never tip because they don't have to.
They just don't tip like they probably
dude,
should.
I've had
like I'm really good at what I do.
It depends on
I mean?
Where they got their money from. That's where it really depends.
Well,
if you're born into money, they don't tip. Those people who are born into money don't tip. If you earned your money your whole life, you know what it's like to be broke. You
listen,
tip.
Here's one thing I'll give the Jewish community Scarsdale. Most of them work. The husband and wife both work.
Yeah.
They have an au pair. They have a nanny. You know what I mean? They live well, but they both work. They're not trust fund babies. You know what I mean? They probably came from some sort of money. But if you go to a town like Bronxville, and for those outside of New York, whatever it is, there's a town like Bronxville somewhere near you.
Sure. There's a lot of people that...
Bronxville is different. Bronxville's waspy. Like Anglo-Saxon, came over on
right,
the Mayflower.
Right, old
these
school.
Motherfuckers haven't had jobs in 3 generations.
Right. They don't take
they are the
all.
Worst. No, I don't know because I don't work there, but I live, Yonkers is right next to it. They're the worst motherfuckers in the world.
Bronxville is
right?
not Jews. Those are wasps.
That's what
the only
what we just said.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, but I'm saying they're worse. They're so much worse in every other way because they're trust fund babies. They never worked. And they have the biggest attitude you've ever seen. Don't
right.
get me wrong. You have it amongst the rich Jewish people in Scarsdale, some of them too.
Yeah, but they'll give you money anyway. They'll give you a tip anyway just to make you feel like shit.
I always get tipped at least, I'll say at least 20% by most people.
That's good.
Indians are very cheap.
Yeah, Indians are notorious for being cheap.
Indians, if they tip you, they give you like $1.
Right.
It's a $24 haircut. You give me $1. Right. What's that nothing. Even? What's that percentage? I don't even know.
That's points, nothing. Point shit. Point shit.
It's just I don't like you. Here you go.
It's like my friend, I have to tip you. Okay, okay.
No, but I can't say that about all of them because not all of them are like that. I have plenty of Indians that are fine.
What about the Native?
The ones from India, though. The ones that were born in India.
What about the Cherokees?
That's 0.04% tip.
I don't get many Cherokees.
You don't get many Cherokees?
No.
They tip you in scalps.
And some Europeans.
Shrunken heads.
The ones from Europe because they don't tip in Europe. So I've had people ask me, like, how much should I tip you? And I'm like, I can't answer that. Like,
I'd be like, 40%. Asshole.
No, but like the Irish and the Italians like that are blue collar guys.
Those are the best.
They'll throw me. It's $24. They'll just hand me $40 and walk out.
Hey,
you know
here you go, bro. Yeah. Buy lunch. Yeah, $40. I'll buy lunch.
We have one guy that comes in and it's my father's client. But whenever my dad's out there, he comes to me and I love it.
Yeah.
All I do is shave this guy's head. But with a straight blade, it takes a little time actually.
Right. You do that? I thought you couldn't do that.
What do you mean I couldn't do
that? I thought that was illegal.
No, you just have to use disposable razors.
You son of a bitch.
That sounded wet, too. Yo, I don't know if the mic picked it up, but Murph just keeps farting.
This motherfucker's been farting all night.
It wasn't even me.
Dude, and he's sitting there.
There's only three of us in here.
He's sitting there. He's sitting there like Susan Sarandon, like Sharon Stone from fucking Basic Instinct. Yo,
his legs wide open.
Oh, you goddamn piece of shit.
Does it smell?
Wasn't me. You know, like, what was that song? Wasn't me.
It's Shaggy.
I saw you in the bathroom.
It wasn't me. Caught me red-handed.
I won't say it again.
Caught me red-handed. I'm on the bathroom floor.
No, but of course I shave. I give a lot of shaves every week.
But no, I know you can. I just thought it was illegal to use a straight razor.
They have straight blades. And you just replace
it
with a single
Like a regular
Wilkinson
blade.
Wilkinson sword.
Yeah.
Not like those old school, like those.
You're not allowed to use those.
Oh, where he pulls out the leather strap on the side of the thing?
You're not allowed to use
the Barbara Seville.
I could use that if you show up with your blade.
I can?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it anyway because
it's dangerous.
It's a different weight and shit. No, but I'm saying
You're not good at it.
I know my tools.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. If you just hand me a fucking blade. I've never used a real straight blade.
That
shit's been illegal since the 80s.
Like they're supposed to be balanced. Everything. It's supposed to be.
See, ours now, you pop out a blade between every person and you put it in.
I see. I understand.
But anyway,
I can come there and get my head shaved?
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
That's expensive because that's a shave. You get the hot towel and all that shit. It's $35.
If I go to the barbershop, dude, they shave my head down with a razor, shave my face, everything with a straight razor. I give the guy $30 to do that.
Oh, we charge $35.
I'm in there for like a Dominican barbershop. I'm in there for.
That's expensive for a Dominican. Oh no, because you get the face too. We charge if you get that in our place, it'll be $70.
Yeah.
No, it'll be $35 for the face and $35 for the head.
Right, that's why I do it at
because,
home and
dude,
fuck
you,
it up.
You're,
service, bro.
You're paying for our time.
No, I got you.
And I could do. I could do four $24 haircuts in the time
it
takes me to do that.
I'm just saying that.
You'd rather not have that.
It just seems like there's more. It just seems like it's more.
It's a luxury.
It's more artistic, or it takes more like
it definitely
experience
takes,
to
it definitely
cut hair,
does.
Scissors?
Rather than just shave your head like a maniac.
Shaving is tough.
If I came in with stubble like this,
yeah,
it probably takes about 5 minutes.
No, we go against the grain too. So I go once with the grain and once against the grain, and that's where people can bleed if you're not careful.
For shiz.
So like that's why even like old guys, you gotta ask them if they're on blood.
You smelling your own farts, asshole.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, there's one guy that comes in every week and gets his head shaved, and it's $35. And he just leaves $100 every time.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And he goes to his Nazi rally.
No, he owns a bunch of recycling plants.
I'm kidding.
Oh, he's a waste management.
No, he's Jewish. He's not.
He's
Italian.
Loaded, though. He's probably loaded.
He's a Chicago guy.
It's amazing.
He's
waste management consultant.
Multi millions.
Here's a sausage for you, kid.
Yeah, I like him. He's a nice guy.
Shit, I like him too.
Yeah, but he's hard. He's got those rolls in the back of the neck.
Oh, like a pack of hot dogs.
And they're like tough because he's not old.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? He's like 50. He's not that old.
I can't get all of it.
Still tight.
I can't get all of it. With mine.
Yeah, with the wrinkles. You don't get the hot dog neck though, like that.
One.
No, he's got like no, and he's not even fat. He's actually he's decent shape, but he's just got that one roll.
See how he slipped that in? Piece of garbage.
Well, he's not like you. He's not even fat.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah, but
I am
Zen's
fat.
Not fat.
I am fat.
Neck up or like butt down. I got Zen's a big, only big in the middle.
I got a big belly.
You have no neck whatsoever.
I got a neck.
It looks like your head just sits right on your shoulders.
I see. That's why the beard helps. That's why it freaks me out when he didn't have a beard.
Well,
I said it a million
times.
This is
times. The thing. I don't even have a big beard. I have
no,
a little bit.
That's fine though.
It just it makes definition.
Yes.
That's all it is.
I don't think you should shave up to the chin like you do.
Well, the problem is I didn't get a fold.
I just do it natural. Well, actually, no. I have a line now because I'm growing it out. But anyway, that's not interesting for the listeners.
I mean, I don't even know how you slipped in the fact that I mean, there's always a fat joke coming, but.
I didn't even mean to. Murph meant to.
I didn't say even say anything.
And Zen's fat. I'm going to start counting the fat jokes every time we do this. I already heard about four.
Well, none of us are really in shape at the moment.
No. Listen, I know I'm fat. It's okay.
You're just in a different shape than the rest of us.
It's okay. I'm in a little. Listen, I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy.
You know those things where the babies put the stars and the
circles? I've never not been a big
guy. And the squares.
I've never not been a big guy. I've never not been a big guy. So, but your problem
you
is,
weren't
though,
big
but listen,
that, yeah.
It I didn't is. Say
no, but what I'm saying is, I'm listening. No, you're not listening if you got to go pee.
I can still hear.
Nah, this is bullshit. No, I'll wait till you get
all
back.
My
this
weight
is
goes
fun.
Right to my belly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're with your frame, you can really tell when you start gaining
if
weight.
If I got rid of my belly, I'd
just going right to your
shit.
Belly. You wouldn't be ripped.
Oh,
you'd
I would.
Have, you would have a, you still have a belly. I mean, you wouldn't be ripped though. I'm just saying. You wouldn't have a six pack if you lost 30 pounds.
Sure I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure I would.
No, having a six pack takes a lot of effort.
I run every day.
Really? Yeah. Where, to the donut shop?
No, and then I eat. I haven't been.
What did you eat today?
Today I ate turkey and egg white omelet for breakfast.
Good. It's a good start.
And then
what?
Then
where'd it go wrong?
No. And then I ate
chicken wings. That's not bad.
Chicken wings are the worst thing I ate.
Chicken wings aren't bad.
No, it's bad.
It's all protein. There's no bread on that.
It's fried, number one.
Yeah, but it's fried probably, and they don't use saturated fat oil anymore.
They were using probably the worst oil you could get.
Canola oil is bad for you because canola oil is, it clogs your heart.
It's slathered in butter and hot sauce.
Butter's not bad for you either.
Butter is one of the worst things you
can eat. No, it's not. That's a fucking
myth. There's a reason they made margarine.
That's a myth.
No,
first of all, margarine is where everyone got cholesterol. Problems.
Butter is not good for you.
Butter is.
We never had margarine in my house.
Let me tell you something about butter. Butter is. I don't eat a lot of butter, and I'm still fat. But people who eat butter, if sugar is the killer. Sugar makes you fat.
No,
okay?
Butter and bacon
bread
and
makes
shit
you
just
fat.
Make your cholesterol high.
Butter
they don't make you fat.
Good,
processed. No, no.
A lot
only
of
processed
a lot of
food.
Sodium.
Only processed food makes you fat.
Tons of
makes
sodium.
You could get unsalted butter, dickhead.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they put when they made buffalo sauce at the bar.
When they
hey,
use,
Murphy's
no.
here. Let's get the
you know what they use? Do you know what
him.
They use? You're right, but you know what? They don't use butter. They don't use butter. They use something called Whirl, which is like this fake margarine liquid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's what they put in it.
It's garbage.
Or they just put hot sauce on it. But what I'm saying is, okay, so you had an egg white omelet with turkey this morning.
I eat turkey and egg white omelet every day.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had a salad today for lunch.
With what?
Oil and vinegar.
Just no meat?
No, chicken?
No, grilled chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because
okay.
A salad would never fill me up.
Okay,
you
but that's not making you fat then. So what's making you fat? What are you eating?
What's making me fat? The garbage I eat along the way.
Like what? Like the empanadas? You still eating the empanadas?
No, I don't eat that. Bro, I lost 15 pounds last year. Like that's
No. You look good. You still don't look bad. You got a belly, though.
Now it's coming back.
Have you been going to the gym every day?
I'm in the gym every day.
See, I haven't been. I need to get back into that.
But you can eat really healthy and not have to go to the gym and still be in good shape.
Now, I still have a belly.
That's not true.
Because I've been eating pretty good for the most part.
Depends on what you think is really good, though.
But I drink.
That was a big portion what you ate this morning.
I only ate half of it.
I know, but you can eat the other half probably later.
Yeah, but again, pork chops are like bacon. They won't make you fat. They just make your cholesterol go through the roof.
Well, it's still pork.
But it's white meat.
But it's also the...
It's just not good for your arteries, but it's not making you fat.
It's also portion size, too.
Shut up.
Yeah, but you know what? It's to split it up like that is good.
It's fine.
It's
I
better
guess,
to
you're
eat
not
six meals a day.
Eat it right before you go to sleep.
And that's what I always do, because if I'm hungry before I go to sleep, I'm not falling
asleep. Notice
for
me? I'll say, man, just mostly smoking pot, dude. Smoking pot
kills
me.
What, puts you to sleep?
No, just I get hungry after I smoke
pot.
Yeah,
you do get
munchies.
You know what? I don't.
And then getting a grilled chicken salad.
You know, no one's doing that.
No.
But like in your house, maybe you got something you want to eat. You're gonna.
I can smoke weed and eat healthy. I think I could.
No, I'm not saying you can't, but I mean that's not the norm at all.
You look like you're about to kick Sennheiser.
That's okay.
I'm thinking about it.
But Yeah, I don't know, man. I think everybody's different.
But if you went to the gym for a month, you'd be back in shape.
I think so.
Of course.
Me and Murph got into this argument. He said it takes a year to get back 2 months worth.
Not what I said. What'd you say? A year worth of working out we can get ruined in 1 month.
I agree with that, but I think I could get it back in two.
I agree.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying if I just quit drinking completely, no beer, no liquor at all. I only eat like shit when I see you guys. If an individual
could cut out drinking, that you're also freeing up a lot of wasted calories.
Yes, and you immediately get less bloated like 2 days later.
Another thing that a bad thing
if
that
you're
people
like somebody like me
people,
that has drank every day for a long time.
People put a lot of weight on calories.
No, you need
really
calories,
which
though.
Which isn't the best. Like, you could eat, there's good calories in the bag. Like, you could eat 1,000 calories, and it's not as bad as eating 100 calories of
shit.
You're
right. If you eat two donuts, which are 250 calories each, you're still eating a lot worse than if you ate a full fucking salad,
so
which could be 650
calories.
They
don't understand why they're fat slob.
It's just the
like
difference
that.
Well, saturated trans, all that
you're
shit.
Not supposed to eat a lot of sugar and fried food. That's the main thing.
And there's a lot of things that turn into sugar.
Sugar's the worst drug out there. That's the most addictive drug.
Dope is pretty fucking bad, dude.
Well, dope is bad, but listen, you beat dope. When's the last time you had sugar?
Today.
Exactly.
Fucking right now, my Jack and Coke that I took from the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Coke makes that worse than the Jack, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you're better off drinking straight Jack.
I might as well get two bags of H.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
That's the right mentality.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I'll have three.
Guys, I had an epiphany last night. Instead of eating all this sugar, I'm just gonna start doing heroin again.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Does heroin make you hungry? Like marijuana?
Everything made me hungry. I was the only junkie with a fucking belly.
Heroin usually makes most people not hungry.
It's a sugar thing, though. That's why a lot of people I heard lose their teeth because they eat a lot of sugar.
I've never heard of that.
I've noticed when I stop drinking, because I take breaks every once in a while, that's when you want sweets because your body's used to the sugar.
Sure.
Late at night, I'll be and I don't have like dessert food here. I'm not a sweets guy.
I never
ordered dessert at restaurants.
How often do you eat bread?
Like,
how many times a week do you eat bread?
I'd rather not, but I do eat bread at least.
Bread's at least four or five times.
Bread's my
killer, man. That's what I'm trying to cut out now. Is I can't cut out total carbohydrates because you need some.
We need to come up with a competition.
You need some vegetables and stuff.
But it can't be fair. It can't just go by pounds. Because
listen, if
you
I
could
was
lose
really 10 strict,
pounds and I could do the same
I'll
thing
lose 20
and I'll only lose 1 pound.
Well,
right.
You
got to
go by BMI.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll lose 20 pounds in a couple of weeks.
We should get like a personal trainer or somebody that knows how to do that and we should have a little competition.
No, you could do all that.
In like January,
there's
New Year's resolution.
I didn't want to say anything, but I've been studying for...
to be a preventer.
How great would it be if I showed up?
That's a great idea.
It's a great sketch. Yeah, we get like somebody just gets a gym membership. We convince them that I'm their personal trainer, and I come in.
Can you have grease stains on your shirt?
Dude, I got my tank top is three sizes
like
too short.
Like a Brooklyn brawler.
Yeah, my dude, I'm winded by walking over to him. I'm winded.
But you'd be a very aggressive coach, though.
Yeah,
at the same
time. Come on, you're gonna want it. You're gonna have to want it.
Pussy.
Yeah. Come on, faggot.
One more.
Yo, sometimes you ever have a gym teacher that was so out of shape? You didn't understand why they were fucking gym teachers?
I don't know. My gym teacher was always super in shape. He was the worst. I hated him.
I had a couple of fat phys ed teachers, and I was like, this is not what you would call motivation.
I only remember my first... No, my first gym teacher was a woman when I was like a kid, up until like fourth grade.
Lesbian.
Probably.
With squishy.
She did have short hair.
I had one of my first experiences.
Parachute pants.
One of my first experiences with seeing a woman's tits was when I was a kid, I did karate for a little while, and my mom was talking to this lady, and she was changing. She was changing out of her gi. She didn't know I was there, and I walked past the door, and her big titties just popped right out of the gi.
Nice.
Dude, wait, she had like, nothing on under there?
No, you don't wear. What do you wear under a gi?
Sports bra.
Dude, well, sports bras weren't invented back when I was doing karate. Sports bras were around like in the 90s, I think.
I don't even think sports were invented.
Yeah, well, what sports did you play, fucking
Me?
Johnny Unitas?
Growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you forgot it real soon.
I think Murph and I were on were we on Mr. Cold Cuts together?
I played for Mr. Cold Cuts.
Mr.
I won a championship
one.
That sounds more like
it was our friend's deli.
That sounds more like his speed.
It was our friend's deli that sponsored one of the teams.
Yeah.
Dude, Ruggiero Funeral Home sponsored
on
a team.
That was the first team I ever played.
I think that was usually who I was on. I always wanted to be on Mr. Cold Cuts because all my friends were always on Mr. Cold Cuts.
Mr. Cold Cuts is a great name.
Oh, dude, we sponsor a team at my barbershop.
That sounds like a classic Italian stereotype. Hey, I'm Mr. Cold Cuts.
It's funny because they sent us a plaque with like the picture of the kids and the coach and everything. Like, you know, like this year's whatever, Henry's
barbershop.
That's
so classic, watching all these little...
I don't know one person in the picture. I'm like, nobody comes here. What? But we sponsored this fucking team.
That's funny. Are they all dark?
No, they're all very, very white. It's Scarsdale.
Are they Jewy?
Well, or other, but yeah, they're
probably
they're
not that good.
Was it a dreidel team?
Well, they only play other Jewy people, though.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's an even playing field.
I'd imagine everybody wins.
So when they steal first, they literally steal first?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I was talking to somebody. They're in the town of Hastings, and there's a whole big uproar because now they had to do construction to build a tranny bathroom.
Steal second. I'm sorry.
This is a grade school. Like, it only goes up to sixth grade. You know what I mean? Like, or fifth grade, whatever. For a tranny bathroom.
Tranny bathroom for sixth graders?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the top of the kid's problem.
You mean
the
room where the janitor is gonna rape the Twinkie kid?
I don't know how old. Hey mom. I don't know which favorite Ninja Turtle I am, and I don't know if I want my dick or not.
Yeah, I'd be dude, like, you're leaving that school dude, today.
When I was in sixth grade, I loved my dick.
I loved my dick my whole life. You used to play.
Yeah,
I'm
still a big fan of my own.
I think I came out
dick,
holding
right?
it. You know what I mean? I came out clutching it.
You came out.
When the doctor smacked me, I just grabbed that to make sure it was
safe.
Came
out jerking off on everybody's faces.
I'm a big fan of my dick. It really makes all the decisions for me.
Now, how often do you... Okay, so on an average during the week, how often do you jerk off all week?
Oh, at least once a day.
Once a day, at least?
Yeah.
In the morning and at night?
I like the morning one if you could get it in.
Before
the
shower?
The morning one's never that good, but it sets you off for a good mood for the rest of the day.
And it's always on porn.
And then you go
right... porn.
No, in the morning, I'll just fucking...
Are you telling me you use your imagination in the morning?
Sometimes.
Whoa, you're a dreamer.
I'm going to put something out there in the inter-universe. Mm-hmm. If you jerk off with your imagination now...
It's way better.
It's much better. It's much better.
What do you think about? Girls you already fucked? That's what I used
to do. Dude, I jump all over the place, man. I'm very ADD.
I used to think about all the really good...
And that's the problem. You got to focus at the end. And like sometimes when you jump back and forth, it's not nearly as good. I'll look at my phone a little bit. I don't like looking at porn on a phone because it's a small screen. But like, this is before I even get out of bed. Like, you know what I mean?
I think
mean?
Porn
like,
is bad for you.
I think I would just
porn's
go
awful
right
for
back
you.
To
I'm
sleep.
A demented person. Because
what
of
did
it.
You say, Murph?
Yeah, I would just go right back to sleep.
Oh, it does. It has that effect
but
too.
Porn is bad for you. It fucks up your the whole thing.
Everything.
I think that if you hold out on porn and you just use your imagination more, I think that your libido gets stronger.
Probably.
I believe it. If you wait for the real thing, because that's what I mean. I think a lot of kids these days are having problems keeping their dick hard because porn is
so
accessible.
Longer and not necessarily in a good way, probably because of porn in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't last longer at all.
Oh, I do. Because I'm not saying every single time. There's times where it's just like, I'm sorry. But like, it's not usually.
I last
pretty damn long.
I last long like... Yeah, if I don't really jerk off for a few days, even if I don't, I'll still last pretty long the second time. The first time
it also depends.
It's a twofer.
It also depends if you're in a relationship now. But like if you're if there's a condom being used, I'll last way too long than I want to.
I still can't.
I don't think I could come with condoms.
I still
on.
Can't.
Like,
I still have to use
a condom.
It's
like, well, not that
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, but what about when the guy takes
work.
It off, though?
Yeah. I knew that was coming. Yeah. That was the Thanks first gay
the
joke you did. It took you 48 minutes to do a gay joke. That was
you
funny.
Yeah, but he was too busy making fat jokes about me.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything, Tubby.
And we didn't have it. Tubby. Yo, there's nothing like watching Murphy in the bar rubbing his belly for an hour. That's my favorite, is when you got both hands on that big fucking gut and you're just rubbing it. Meanwhile...
I do play the bar well.
Yeah, you do. You play the good... It's definitely like the sea otter. It's the funniest thing.
My bar lean is sick.
And I'm just saying, we're attacking each other because there's no autistic person to attack tonight.
We'll get him next time when he comes back to life.
I don't want you guys talking about me like that anymore. Ah. He's a funny dude.
Carmen,
rest in peace.
Yeah,
Carmen was great. That magazine sketch he did.
Yeah, but he flew through it in like 10 seconds.
I know. I tried to slow him down a little bit, but that dog's looking at Assholes magazine was genius. I mean, he has definite strokes of genius, and so does this stupid idiot.
As most autistic people do. He's like Rain Man, except in reading cards, he could find comedy humor in places. But he has no personality traits like that.
He does.
No, he has no emotional connection to anything.
He's a sweet guy. He really is a nice guy.
He's nice. He has no emotional connection to anything.
No. He doesn't get. He can't read a room. He can read anything but a room.
He means well.
You know what's funny about that? You guys had a little beef. I'm not going to talk about it, but you guys squashed it. We all do. At some point, we always kind of beef out because we're all close and we're four guys
and we talk every day. It's going to happen.
Well, we're actually because we work together a lot. So you know, like when you that's the best
I talk to
best
you people more than I talk together, to anybody else.
The best people that work together always have beef. Except Murph. Murph's like the most controversial person. Murph's the most. In your face, dude, but he'll never beef out.
Well, he just doesn't get involved in the text. That's
why
he stays.
Let's call him a smackhead. Then he gets all mad.
He's nodding out right now. Look at him.
Look at him, motherfucker.
Why are you slaying like that?
I'm the one.
He
made me say faggot the first time.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys always talk about
See,
me.
You guys always. But Carmen. But
you might have said
but Carmen got
two
so
podcasts
mad.
Ago. Wait,
Carmen got so mad because we were making autistic jokes to him. And then he you guys
and he
beef
plays
it
with
out.
His knife as we're doing it.
Yeah, you guys beef it out, and you guys squash the beef. And then today we're talking about merch, and he starts fucking talking about other stuff that has nothing to do with it. He starts throwing up memes about Jews. It's like, dude, you're not making a good case for yourself. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And the best is all right. It's hard for all four of us to like talk at the same time in the chat. You know, we have different schedules. Everything like that. The three of us were legitimately talking about a business decision that we're making, and we were going into detail, and then Carmen just bum rushes it with about 20 memes of Jewish conspiracies, and then Murph wrote, what'd you say? Come on, talk. Don't sit there.
Good input with the T-shirt.
I'll tell you exactly what he said. I'll show
Murph,
your brother,
stop.
Your brother's,
you're making
yeah, your
me
brother's
tired.
Definitely sleeping.
You only have 5 minutes left.
I'm comfy and still effective.
And still not effective. he's like when I wear a Magnum condom. It's comfy because there's a lot of room.
You just tie a rubber band around the bottom.
Do condoms suck? I know
Why
they're necessary.
Why do you hate condoms so much?
Because I don't feel a goddamn thing.
Does it make your dick limp? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but what about when the guy takes it off?
Oh, my God.
That's two. You got you twice.
The same joke twice?
All right. Well,
it works so
good.
Oh,
I can't. What the fuck is it? Oh,
I wonder,
gone.
Though. I wonder if a girl, we got to ask a girl, like, if she could tell the difference.
Girls, well, I mean, listen, my girlfriend.
I could tell the difference.
For health reasons.
It's like a Ziploc bag.
For health reasons, I need to wear one with my girl because she has lupus. And if I get her pregnant, she can get lupus. It'll go from remission. She can trigger her lupus again.
Really? Oh, that's
so. It's like a life or death situation with that.
Yeah.
But I can still put it in her butt. It's fine.
Oh, there you go.
Jewish?
Who is?
The girl?
Why? What does that got to do with anything?
Tell him I put it in the butt.
No.
Because she's lupus, not Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, he said Jupus.
Jupus. That's it. God damn it. He always gets the goddamn name of the show.
Wait, what was it again?
Jupus. Jupus is great. You got Jupus.
Jupus.
Jupit. No, Jupus. That's funny because you said Jupus. That's really funny.
I like to send this before it.
But
she has lupus, not Jewish.
We're getting a website, guys. I want to talk about that. Things
that
are in the works for us right now. We're going to get a website pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll have more for the fans.
We'll talk about that while we're wrapping it up. But that's we've been doing a lot of talking about
stepping up the game,
going into our own thing.
We need the fans' input. What do you want? What do you want to see? How do you want our stuff to be presented?
How the fuck do we find out who listens to our show? How do we find out?
Our numbers are bigger than they've ever been.
I've never had anybody
them.
Say, I love your audio show.
I think people are afraid to like us publicly.
I don't think that's true. I think they would love us. I just don't think.
We have about like 1,000 followers on Twitter and only like 8 people comment on any of our things.
No, I get it. I know like 100 people listen to the show, but I want to know where they are, who they are. What can we do for them? Because I want to give them stuff for listening to the show.
I look through country to country, and there's always like two or three in the UK. And I'm like, that's Don in like
some of his buddies, probably.
It's probably Don. You know, no, there's a couple. There's a bunch of English dudes.
There's more
or
than
UK
two or three
guys.
On yeah.
I don't want to say English, but UK guys who like our show, man. Like it's we're big over there because there's a lot. It's the same kind of people that are here that hate that liberal bullshit that you're getting in the UK.
I think the UK is our third largest market. I think Canada's number two.
That's crazy.
US obviously dominates like 90%.
We have US cornered.
Yeah.
You know who's great? That girl Tara, that Smokey Brooks girl.
I think she's kind of hot.
She's really hot.
Yeah.
Plus she's a kick
Tara,
ass. She's
I'm single.
Tara. Yeah. That'd be a great relationship. I think she lives in like Winnipeg.
Oh, she Canadian as well?
She's Canadian.
You can right. go out for cod.
Dude, Canada has, first of all, I love cod. I'm Portuguese.
Salmon.
I eat bacalhau like it's going out of style bacala, every day of my life.
Bacalhau.
Yeah, bacalhau in Portuguese.
Say bacala, bitch.
Yeah, my mom says bacalhau. My dad says bacalhau.
The fishy bacalhau. Hey, I don't ever had it. Never had it.
What?
It smells horrible. It smells like
my dad used to salt cod in my basement every week.
It smells
and
like
for
a
like
2 vagina.
Days it would stink like codfish.
It's a whore's vagina.
It's first of all, it's great for you.
What do they do? You rehydrate it,
the
right?
The only thing is it's salty because you salt it.
You salt it, but you rehydrate it. So that gets the salt off.
My grandfather, I think I told you this before, was a commercial fisherman in Portugal.
Oh.
And he used to catch cod.
Oh, really?
But he would salt it. That shit lasts forever if you salt
sure.
it.
Sure.
And he would drive all over France and Spain and sell it.
In the barrels. That's
I guess.
What they do.
He had a little truck
with it. You ever go to the supermarket? It's all in the barrels?
But then, yeah, then what you do is you soak it for 2 days, and right. then you cook it. My dad makes, dude, first of all, I never liked fish growing up except for codfish because I was forced to eat codfish. It was like, eat this or starve.
Yeah.
Because that's all they eat in Portugal.
Cod, we ate a lot of codfish, too.
It's the only fish, I should say. And they eat tons of octopus,
that
too.
That whitefish is so, it's so common and cheap, though. That's what you eat.
Well, that's, it's like peasant food. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like Italians with pasta. That's peasant food. What's wrong with you? You sleeping?
I'm chilling. I feel good.
You doping up again? Come on, you could tell us.
No, I'd be asleep.
Yeah, tell the world. Say it on the microphone.
No, this is a different kind of sleep. When
no, this is
when
this
Murphy's
is I work
not
at six,
out.
I get up at 5 a.m.
His
sleep.
Chin would just hit his chest with like a thump.
I know,
and he would be out for like 45 seconds, and then he'd wake up screaming.
It's the nod. That's the real daddy
naked.
Nodding.
Naked, he would take all his clothes off.
Let me tell you something. I know my friend who was a heroin addict, he used to fall asleep in his food. We used to go to restaurants. I go, listen, I'll take you out tonight, whatever. I said, don't dope up before we go out. He's
yeah,
like, nah, that's good. I'm good. I'm good, son.
That's the cure for fucking being a heroin addict. Zen has to tell you, don't dope up.
Well, I just asked him, listen, can you do it after the fucking meal?
Yeah, that probably worked.
Yeah,
no, it didn't because he would fall asleep in his lo mein.
I don't know. Murph can answer these better than I can.
But listen,
I've never been addicted to heroin, but
you try just for conversation purpose.
No, okay. just have better input on this conversation.
Listen. Is there anything else we want to address before the end of the show?
I think we talked about everything.
We got succinct out. We succinct out. We had a great. So
anyway. Oh, can we just talk about? Even though we did bring it up, we didn't really. We kind of skipped over
what?
A little bit, real quick before we end, because Murph, this will wake you up. Shitting all over Trump killing a fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? I don't care if you like Trump or not. That's ridiculous.
This whole country is all cucked out. I mean, any Western
world
right now.
We're all chemically castrated.
We all have white guilt.
Not me.
Not me.
Book.
Well, no, I mean, there's
white power.
I'm first generation. I didn't do anything to any black people in America
well, the problem,
or anything
the
else.
The problem is, it's not black people. It's a liberal agenda because for some reason, I was talking to Kat about this today. As soon as Trump came into office, he hasn't had any slack cut at all. It's been a 4 year, inquisition, dude. It's been like a liberal has an agenda.
If they could have got him, they would have got him. You
there's
know
been
I mean?
Politicians yeah. for the last 3 years that all they do 24 hours a day is break his balls. What is their job? Do
they
not do anything?
And how do people protest all the time? Don't they have to work? There's no people who are working now.
I don't think people in Antifa have jobs.
No, nobody.
Well,
anybody
in their parents' basement and they watch their girlfriend get fucked by guys.
There's a big, yeah. Hey, man, you're black, and I sympathize with you, brother. Can you fuck my girlfriend? And she's like, and she sounds like Shaggy. She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we have to wait. Yeah. We have to wait till my mom goes out of town so we could.
Is that why, like, one out of every every 50 Antifa guys is black? You think he's just the guy fucking their girlfriend?
I think so. I think he's around for the free white pussy.
Because there's not a lot of black people in Antifa.
No,
well,
but
I know they
vocal.
All wear masks, but you could see that they're white.
I think black
skinny.
Guys got too much balls for that shit, man. They got too much dick for that.
I think black people are starting to smarten up a little bit. Murph and I were talking about this before, like
fuck
Kanye West
Antifa.
And all that shit. I think they realize they're not helping you.
Well, black
they're not,
people
they're
got
not helping anybody.
Black people got their own problems in this country.
That's what I'm saying. But the Democrats ain't reading. Helping them. Yeah, no,
mainly
stop
mainly
it.
What? What do you say?
He said mainly reading.
Hey, it's tough.
Hey, don't stifle.
I
his
like
creativity.
How we were trying to like reach out to the black community, right. And then Murphy just
yeah.
brings it to a screeching halt.
Now we're gonna be down to 98 listeners.
I'm telling you how it is, bro. It's not easy.
Bruv, you gotta watch bruv. That show Top Boy. They say bruv every.
Oh,
other
you never
word.
Saw? It? I thought that's where he got that from.
What's it called?
Top
Boy.
It's
Top
good.
Boy?
Well,
Top
it was a movie,
boy.
But now
I know
it's a
it
show.
Sounds like something that
yeah,
you'd be into.
Yeah, it sounds like a thing would do it.
Sounds like the opposite of where you'd be.
I've never heard of that.
I told you. You don't read the chat.
No.
Oh, we'll put it on next time. You know what? We'll start the next show with that. Yo, bruv.
Oh, dude, it's hard bruv. To understand them. They say bruv and
they go
all
in
the
it.
Time.
They go, it's but isn't it?
That means isn't
and
it?
And yeah, but they
isn't it?
Isn't it? But they say it when it doesn't
it
even
right.
make sense.
In it?
No, they yeah. just say like it's just like a in it.
It's
like, they just say it like
my
it's
coach,
a tick.
My
it's
coach,
like,
yeah.
It's like Paulie Walnuts. Like, eh,
it's like,
eh.
like you ever think you should get that checked out?
like, it's like Tourette's or something. I got two shoes on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it, that doesn't make sense. It, they use that word more than
I'm
any
eating
other
a ham
ever.
Sandwich, isn't it?
Yes,
I like
yes, you are.
No, our UK fans will know what we're talking about.
I'll show
all the people.
One quick scene of it so he sees.
They got to deal with that kind of. We have our own kind of blacks that we don't understand. You guys have your blacks that you don't understand, which makes us closer together. The Jambies.
Jambies. I love that.
Some of my best friends have black friends. Booyah!
But anyway, no, I think people are.
Well, Paul Stanley's following us. From Kiss.
Really?
No.
Isn't he dead?
Some other kind of Paul Stanley.
Okay.
A lot of Canadians like our shit, man, dude.
Canadians have a very good sense of humor.
They have
look
a good sense of humor.
Look at Trailer Park Boys. Look at a lot of the
Terrence
shows they
and
do.
Phillip.
Look at John Moses. John Moses, one of our favorite guests. Hardcore Canadian.
He's all right. He's cool.
John Moses is more than all right. John Moses
He's
is one of my
man,
favorite
though.
People
John
ever.
John Moses is cool.
He sells houses now.
Does he?
Yeah.
John Moses is one of those guys where he's a really funny dude. He's a great comedian. It's a hard time for him to get any shots because he's not.
He's got a kid now.
He's not a cuck.
No, he's if anything, he's quite the opposite.
He's been on TV like at least 4 or 5 times. He headlines when he goes to Canada.
He's been on the Creepy Corner. I mean,
he's been on the Creepy Corner. What the fuck is going on?
And
pieces are there.
And shout out to him. He was on the Creepy Corner long before we were at Compound Media Studios.
Well, we blew up.
Well, no, we're not associated with anybody. We're still on our own. But he was here when in here in this living room doing the show with us. So John Moses is as real as it gets.
Not judging me for sniffing a little bit of cocaine.
Well, that was the other Canadian.
Well, John Moses was also
that was that other Canadian.
John Moses was also an addict.
He knows. He don't. Yeah, he's sober now.
And he's sober. But yeah, he's got a kid. But he was struggling even before he had a kid because. He's abrasive. His humor is not PC. And that's the problem. I would love to take guys like Moses and fucking help.
They should
you know,
get
we
Netflix
all,
specials.
All get together and we just kick the shit out of this place.
Well,
that's what I want to do with a website. That's why I want to work on a website. I'd love to get like our own network going eventually.
I'd like to get a festival going when we get enough fans.
Creep Fest would
just
be
like
amazing.
Yeah, I think we could do
That'd
it.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, we need at least 900 more fans, but we'll
yeah.
do it.
All right.
You never know.
Our fans that exist, get out there and
yeah, why don't you retweet
make
some
friends.
Shit. Why don't you retweet, motherfuckers?
And Tara, I'll take you out if you ever come to New York.
In it.
I heard yeah. she's got great. I heard she's got great boobs.
I've never seen her
That's
body.
What I've heard.
I've only seen her face. It's a very pretty face.
She's beautiful. Beautiful girl.
Oh, we got to tell her to listen to this now. I don't know if she listens to the audio show or just watches the video.
We'll tell her to listen. We'll tell her we gave her a shout out. Yeah. She has nice tits. Yeah. Let's see what she thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'm not coming off creepy at all.
Yeah.
You got
hey,
nice.
Hey, Tara.
You got nice boobies.
Well,
boobies.
I haven't seen I bet they're nice, but I haven't seen them.
When a grown man says boobies, there's nothing creepier.
Well, you said it like Cookie Monster.
Boobies.
Shout out to all our fans. Shout out to all our fans on Twitter. Check us out if you're not on Twitter. Now you can check us out at the Creep Fest. Check us on Instagram at the Creepy Corner. You can check us out on
get on our Instagram. We need to grow our Libsyn.
Libsyn is Libsyn the actual place to find it or iTunes? What is
no? Go right to iTunes.
What's Libsyn?
That's where that's the host, but they put it to iTunes. So Libsyn, just go to iTunes.
Libsyn.
L-I-B, it's Libricated Syndication.
Okay, so Libsyn is where our show is for now. We're going to get a website where we're going to put all our links up on one website, so everything's going to be consolidated. We're going to take everything off our Tumblr page, which is old.
Tumblr's dead.
We're going to whip Carmen up to make sure he does our bidding.
Yeah, we're going to raise him from the dead and do that.
Yes. We're going to get Mike into a program to where we clean him up. Fucking Murph.
Oh, my camera's broke. I can't even
piece
take a
of
fucking
shit.
Picture.
I'll take a picture. Are we going to do a live? We're going to do a live thing after this show, too. So check that out. We're going to do like a little live session outside for a little bit, for like 10 minutes. Do our live.
This show isn't up yet. How are you telling them to watch a live video?
No, because I'll save it onto the Instagram and they can watch it.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that, but put it live, but it stays there.
Yes, I'm gay. Anyway, that's us. That's you, Justin Gaetis,
yes.
Anthony Zenhauser, and Mike Murphy saying awesome. Give peace a chance and look out for our website coming soon. Thank you.
Peace.
Bitch. What happened to you that last half hour?
I was hot.